On the sidelines of the Dartmouth-Penn football game, neurosurgeon Robert Singer watches carefully.
A lot of these hits are shoulder hits. What we're looking for are direct head-to-head kind of contact, that type of thing.
Dartmouth, like many colleges, has coaches and trainers watching for concussions during games. Still, sometimes the diagnosis is tricky. That's where Dr. Singer comes in.
We're not the primary responder for any kind of head injury or anything like that. We're just there to show support and help if there's any question about whether or not somebody should be disqualified after a head injury.
During the first game of the season, however, Singer was out of town. So instead of going to the game, he communicated with sideline trainers through a robot called Vigo.
Vigo is a robot which is designed to absorb your presence in a distance location. Think of it as Skype on wheels.
Ned Semonite is vice president of products at the Nashua-based company that makes Vigo, Vigo Communications.
It's about 4 feet tall. It's white. It's very friendly looking.
Unlike with a Skype call, where someone has to pick up on the other end, Vigo is operated entirely at a distance. One of the primary uses is in schools.
Let's say you have a student who's being treated for cancer. They would attend school using the Vigo. So the Vigo is in the school, and they're at home or in the hospital. They connect to the Vigo through the internet. Their face appears on the Vigo screen. They see what the Vigo sees through its camera. And of course, it has two-way audio as well.
Doctors today use Vigo and other similar technology to practice telehealth, visiting with a patient from a distance. According to Singer, the neurosurgeon, visuals are key for diagnosing concussions.
On a phone call, you know, you can't really see the patient, you can't really see what's going on, and there are some very specific things that we look for when someone has a concussive injury, having to do with their cranial nerves and having to do with their balance and so forth, that you can't really get a verbal word on that. It's really more important to see it.
Down the road, Dartmouth hopes to use telehealth consulting in other sports as well, in particular, the ones that don't garner as much attention. Drew Galbraith is an associate athletic director at Dartmouth. He points out that in some ways, it's easier to deal with injuries in highly visible sports like basketball or football.
We know exactly how big a basketball court is, and we're going to put 15 people out there. We can have one trainer watching that and feel pretty good about our risk assessment. But we also sponsor some sports that are very remote in nature. Sailing, Nordic skiing, that's a very different equation.
Telehealth technology would give coaches far from a medical center instant access to a visual consult if a student gets injured.
Sometimes it may be, that's probably safe, you can pick them up and transport them back, or maybe we need to get immediate medical attention, or don't move the individual.
Success using telehealth at Dartmouth could also provide a model for community and youth sports. Pro and college teams have crews of trainers and doctors, but when you get down to the high school level or younger, it's rare to have medical professionals on the sidelines. And yet, concussions, Singer explains, particularly undiagnosed ones, put kids at serious risk.
We know that over time they can have behavioral problems and they can also have learning disabilities as a result of multiple concussive episodes.
Of course, catching concussions after they happen might not be enough. Dr. Singer grew up in Nebraska, where football is a pretty big deal. He says that everything he knows now about head injuries makes it tough to be a fan. Drew Galbraith, too, worries about the unavoidable danger of a contact sport.
When you take two finely tuned athletic machines and collide them at a high rate of speed, you know, things happen. They're putting their bodies out there and they're putting themselves at risk.
Maybe someday, instead of well-toned bodies at risk, we'll have actual machines playing football. But until that day, robots will stick to the sidelines. For NHPR News, I'm Allison Quance.